I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. The Rock Island Arsenal Garrison is no longer picking up trash from homes on the island. That's because the garrison hired the cities of Moline and Rock Island to do it instead. On a sunny March morning on Arsenal Island, Garrison Commander Colonel Stephen Marr signed an intergovernmental support agreement along with the two mayors.
So what makes it mutually beneficial? Well, for us on the island, we are receiving services from a known quantity, from a proven, reliable partner. It helps us drive down cost. It helps us as government officials and government leaders be better stewards of the money that you entrust us with from a taxpayer perspective.
And the garrison will save about $18,000 a year.
There are other services that Moline and Rock Island provide to their residents that we didn't have before, that I had to pay extra through a contract vehicle to acquire. Bulk pickup, recycling, different types of hazardous waste and hazardous material disposal that came at a cost to the government before. But because Moline and Rock Island already provide those services to their residents, we were able to capitalize on that.
Employees of the garrison, Rock Island, and Moline continue to look for other ways to collaborate. Garrison planner John Ramsdell says Rock Island took over sewer service to the island a couple of years ago, but providing water would be more complicated.
Currently, we produce our own water here through our own water treatment facility. We don't have connections that extend out to the cities. So within our discussions, you know, we're exploring options. Can we connect to the municipal water systems in either city? Can they come over and more cost-effectively produce the water here?
Garbage Day on Arsenal Island will be on Tuesdays, and Rock Island Public Works employees will be responsible for collection. And Fridays will be Recycling Day, and Moline has hired a company to do that. I'm Michelle O'Neill.